Well, episode in this first episode, I was confronted by a hero when I was walking on the horse trail. And the good news is I was talking to Drew on the phone at the time, so he was able to bear witness to the entire conversation.
What do you mean? That guy got to work in building and safety, right?
I'm sure of it. Anyway, we'll tell you that. We'll talk about the news as well. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock, everyone. The FTC got 100-plus reports of identity theft linked to the pandemic. Unfortunately, many laid-off workers discovered their identity theft victims when they filed for unemployment. Oh, boy, so sad. Be careful. Protect yourself. Get LifeLock. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. You're online every day now. You're purchasing everything online because of this pandemic. And that's great. That's a godsend right there. But
it's progress.
But just like a car is great, you need car insurance and you need to protect yourself. And that's where LifeLock comes in. There's an identity theft problem. Their detection restoration specialist will work to fix it. Right, Matt?
Phone can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on. And welcome to The Adam and Drew Show. Adam Carolla there. Dr. Pinsky over there. Dr. Board certified physician. What's going on, brother?
Where shall we start, brother? Should we start with that phone call yesterday?
As somebody who's constantly trying to make lemons out of lemonade, the one interesting and even positive part of this whole ordeal, nay, fiasco, is for me, it's being able to study people and study the human condition, because I'm a fan of that subject. And I really love to study the human condition. And if you want to know, if you want some insights into people, I've always said, don't show me, I'm not interested in what a person does or how they react or how they respond in good times. Yeah. I want to know what that person does when the shit goes down. Yeah. And I don't mean World War III. I just mean, everyone is nice when you're talking about going out for brunch, but when you show up and you go, hey man, I was backing your car out of the garage and I hit a pole, how do they react then? That's who they are. That's what I need to know about them. I don't need, you know, the worst people in the world all love their pets. Yeah. Fine. I get it. Everyone loves their pets. In terms of me and Adolf Hitler, we both equally loved our dog.
Yep.
That's really not the way to define us. So write that down, Drew. The point is this. I want to know how people react when the shit goes down. So I don't want to, I'm not interested in how people react when.
Let me slow down. Adam equals Hitler. Got
that's
it.
Right. When we're sailing down this highway at 65 miles an hour and it's a summer day and the radio is playing, I'm not interested in your reaction. When that car starts skidding and getting out of control, I want to see how you react when the car hits that black ice. I know I've somehow invented black ice during the summertime, but the point is this. I want to know how you react when that car's starting to slide, not when we're going in a straight line. And that I'll be able to tell a lot about you. So Drew and I, during this period, have had a chance to talk quite a bit because we're both very interested in observing what's going on and how people are processing this. Yes, Drew?
We're trying to figure this shit out. I mean, we're every day going, huh, what? What's happening? How do we get out of this? What are they doing? Just trying to make sense of what's going on, right?
Yeah, but I'm also judging. I'm doing a lot of judging. Of course. People have lost it and they're soft and they're weak and it's bringing out bad qualities in people. So I'm not just observing, I'm observing and judging.
And we were in deep on judging people's ability. You know, I think we were talking about this exact issue when, lo and behold, Adam suddenly goes, oh, my God, this is perfect. What?
Right.
It's perfect.
So I was walking. So I'll give you a for instance. I am interested in some laws and I'm not interested in other laws or all laws. I'm not interested in laws because they're laws. I'm interested in some of those laws. There's nobody. Look, anyone who's ever dealt with a building inspector knows that guy brings up some bullshit that you got to do. You go, yeah, fine. You do it. You comply. He leaves. You switch it back gladly and happily. All fucking day, every day. Everybody who builds knows how that goes. Now, are you interested in the laws as it pertains to wiring and safety and that sort of thing in your home, fire potential? Yes. Are you interested in many of the chicken shit laws these guys have constantly? No, you're not. So you will decide. You have to decide. The reason you have to decide isn't because you're a lawbreaker. The reason you have to decide is they're making unreasonable laws.
Yeah, you have to survive these laws.
Right. So if you're driving to Vegas and you hit a stretch and it says 55 mile an hour zone and there's nobody on the highway as far as you can see, and you're driving a brand new Lexus, then go 80. That'll be up to you. So I have a horse trail behind me and it's taped off. It's cordoned off. You're not supposed to walk on it, but the sun is shining. There's nobody on it. And it actually backs up to my house. So there's kind of an interesting, grandfathering in, which is I can access the horse trail without going through tape.
Right.
I get to walk. I can sort of semi-legally leave my backyard and be in the horse trail without crossing over under the cordoned off tape, right?
To be fair, in, given that we are now having 2 to 3 phone calls a day, the weekend phone call, you were on the trail, as was most of the city, it seemed like.
Most of the city's out walking around. Garagos is always walking on it. Yeah, listen, I'm sorry, weak cowards. I'm not interested in Dumbo bureaucrat overlords telling me how to live my fucking life. That's why I live in the United States, you pussies. I don't get it. I don't. Why is this attractive to you people? And aren't you embarrassed how weak you are? Make your own decisions. You don't go into a nursing home with a hacking cough, but you can walk alone down a trail. That's fine.
In the heat, in the sun.
In the heat, in the sun. So I have made decisions. Now, pussies will call them irresponsible, but guess what? I have to be in charge of my own decisions. Every time I get behind the wheel of a race car, every time I interact with my kids, every time I attempt to build something or I hoist something over my head that could crush me, I need to kind of be involved with decisions. And I've made this decision. Me walking on the horse trail on a 90 degree day is somewhere between zero and nothing when it comes to my safety and the safety of the community members. So I've decided to do this. I went from one horse trail, crossed over the street to the other horse trail, and a 6-year-old guy pulled up in a unmarked car. And I don't mean unmarked like he was driving a Narc's car or something, just his own car, and pulled off to the side of the in a very weird place to pull over. I was standing at the front, at the head of this, of the next leg of the horse trail. I hadn't gone into it per se. I was just standing on the dirt, sort of the mouth of it. You know, there's a little, I don't know, 10 or 12 foot area before you start going down the trail, but definitely looked like I was going to walk down that trail. And
here on the other side of the line is Adam going, oh, this is perfect. This is just perfect.
And Phil was like sniffing around and whatever. And a car pulled up and I thought, now, who is this? They should have never pulled up. There's no house to visit or anything. This could only be in regards to the trail.
Yeah.
I said, is this going to be some pussy citizen who's going to try to give me the dressing down, or like, what is this? So the guy gets out and he looks at me and he goes, you're not supposed to be on the horse trail. And then I say,
you laugh. You started laughing.
I start laughing and I say, who are you with, or what are you doing? And he's like, I'm with the city, and people keep tearing down these the police tape and ignoring the rules, and I'm chronicling it. I'm taking photographs of it. I'm bringing it back to the city. And he goes, you're not supposed to be on that horse trail. And then I said to him, where's your mask? He was 30 feet away from his car with no mask. And then he said, and this is how I know he's intellectually dishonest, he said, where's your mask? And I said, I don't give a shit about all this stuff. You evidently do. So where's your mask? And he's like, it's in the car. And I'm like, well, why isn't it? Why aren't you wearing it? You're out of the car. And he's like, I'm taking pictures of the openings of these horse trails. And I said, you should take a picture yourself with no mask and bring that in too. Why aren't you bringing that in, pussy? And he's like, and he's like, people keep knocking down the police tape. And I said, you know what you guys need to install? You need those tank traps that the Germans installed on Normandy Beach. That'll stop people. And Drew's going berserk on the other line. Like, Drew is laughing and his ass off because he's privy to this whole conversation. Now, Drew, is there any exaggeration in that?
No, you got it exactly. But the only thing they missed is you started, you're like, all right, okay. You start walking away, and then you go, you know what you want to do? You want to install those tank traps. You're yelling back at him. That's right. The answer here. Normandy Beach. Make it like fucking Normandy Beach. And I was dying. I was laughing my ass off.
All right. This guy's 62. He makes $59,000 a year. Works for the city of La Cañada. Take the fucking pictures. I don't know what's going on. Yes. Take a picture of yellow police tape on the ground and then bring it back to your headquarters. And then you guys can have a long discussion at a safe distance, obviously, about who's going to put on more police tape or more drastic measures to be taken. Or maybe you can, why don't you get drones or security cameras? Or why don't you deputize the neighbors to take, forget about deputize, put a bounty on people. Have the neighbors take a picture, and for every picture they turn in of a citizen or a neighbor, you'll give them $15.
Dude,
Jesus
Adam,
fucking Christ.
Minute, man. You know, Garcetti did that.
I know.
Did that. And is he offering them $50 to
Oh, to, did he offer them money?
Yes, to snitch on their neighbors. That's what I heard.
No, I know he likes snitching.
But that's like,
listen, I don't look. Garcetti's a pussy. I get it. He wants power. He's going to do what he's going to do. This is his time to shine. I get it. Everyone's a pussy. I get it. The politicians want power. I get it. I get it. I get it. What's going on with the citizens? It's insane to me. We're having to have these arguments.
Yeah, it's beyond.
Look, there is such a thing as a pandemic. And there's such a thing as me walking down a horse trail. They don't have anything to do with one another. Don't connect them. Most of the people that are dying are in nursing homes. For the love of Christ. I'm going to tell you a story after this, and your mind's going to be blown, Drew. First, I'll tell you about Credible.com, online marketplace that gets you pre-qualified student loan refinancing rates up to 10 different lenders. If you've got student loan debt, you could benefit with a lower rate. You can save on interest, or you can lower your monthly payment, and both. Yeah. With a shorter loan term, you can get debt-free faster. You can consolidate your student loan bills, put them all under one low rate, and pay it off faster. Please, you see actual pre-qualified rates from up to 10 lenders, not estimates. Only takes a few minutes, doesn't impact your credit. They'll never sell your data. You're not going to get spam or phone calls from the lenders. You want to lower that rate. You want to consolidate. You go with Credible.com. right, Matt?
That's right. Please visit credible.com/AdamDrew. That's CREDIBLE.com/ADAMDREW. And when you refinance your student loans using this link, they'll give you a $200 gift card. Fill in a couple pieces of info to check what rates you're eligible for. Again, that's credible.com/AdamDrew. Wow.
Drew, right before I got on with you, I got a text, a chain text. I think Jimmy and Cousin Sal and Daniel's on it or whatever. It's a picture of you made out of stained glass.
Mm.
Did you see that?
I know where that is. It's over at KBC. It's hysterical.
All right. Now, I don't know where Jimmy found it. I don't know where it came from, but he just texted and said, "Do you think Dr. Drew commissioned this?" And I wrote back, "Well, he has commissioned tapestries and mosaics of himself, so it's possible." Was that a fair answer?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that, I'm into that completely. This was a friend at Howard Lapidus's that Howard gave to me, which I left at KBC.
You didn't even bring it home?
Did not bring it home. It's at KBC where it lives.
It's a, I don't know how big it is. It's stained glass?
Yeah, it's about 3 by 18, something like that.
It's not that big. It's like, it's like 16 by 20 or something, some version of that, but yeah, cool. All right. So long as you knew about that, I figured you did.
Why did they have a picture of it? Why did Jimmy end up with a picture of that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how the internet works. I don't know how anyone works. They just, stuff pops up and they send it to me. They just sent me Roy of Siegfried and Roy just got COVID-19, as I've heard. So what's your take on what's going on?
Well, so to continue down the path horse trail that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
Garcetti has been asking for people to snitch on one another at a time in which we should be unified, right? I mean, isn't that the exact opposite of how we want people to feel?
Well, like, maybe we could be unified in our snitching.
I guess so. With taking pictures of people that happen to have a dinner party with four people in their backyard, is that where we're going? Is that really going to help reduce the transmission of this thing? It's really not going to help people unify. But here I got a few questions.
Yeah. Well, listen, Garcetti would like more government and more government say over your life. It's pretty simple.
More could there be than the current situation?
They're going to keep that. This is a chance to really stretch those legs out a little, really, really stretch those muscles, flex those muscles.
Well, well done. And by the way, when in human history has quarantine meant something different than isolating sick people? When did you quarantine healthy?
Listen, people? Look, Drew, the safety umbrella that now we all reside under is damaging, and people don't understand that it causes damage. They do not understand that there's no such thing as the world's safest society and residue that's negative from that. The thing about safety is you take it to a point and then a reasonable point, and then you stop. Cars are dangerous, can be dangerous, but cars don't come with a roll cage in them, and they don't come with a fuel cell. You know, Paul Walker is dead because his Porsche street car didn't have a fuel cell in it because it's a street car. Now shit happens and the guy got out of control and hit a tree and they went up in flames. But should every car have a safety fuel cell like my race cars have? And the answer is, well, would it make them safer? Yes, yeah. It would. Yes, it would. How much would it tack on to the price of every car? Well, it would tack on $2,000 to the price of the car. Will that then mean that some people couldn't afford a new car? Yes, it would. Would they then have to buy older model used cars? Yes, they would. Are the old used models more dangerous than the new ones? Yes. Yes, they are. Okay. Should we keep going with this math? Or can people do fucking math anymore? I told you it was the death of math. I told you that when math went, this is what happened. People can't do the math.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on.
So there's a constant, again, I'm just proposing, just questioning things as you and I often do. And so there's a call to be scientific now, right? Follow the science. Okay.
Yeah.
So the head of the CDC a week ago said that there are no reported cases of outdoor transmission of this virus, none in the United States. There is a study out of China that claims that outdoor transmission is very rare. And there's increasing data coming in showing that the virus dies in the sunlight. So why aren't we encouraging people to go to the beach? I mean, certainly maintain social distancing and wear your mask and all that stuff. Wouldn't the beach be the healthiest place on earth for them, as opposed to condemning them as murderers or congregating? Well,
first off, science. All right. You want science. You want to slow down global warming, build a nuclear power plant. Oh, no, not that science. We're into our science. We're into selective science. We're into science we agree with or who bolsters our point, not science that are in the, you know, I love it when it's like, it sort of reminded me, it was weird, Drew, but many years ago, I noticed this because my grandmother was sort of half communist, you know, but really, it's really a holier than thou intellect. You know, they look, hey, stupid people, you're going to go to the beach and kill yourself. It's up to the smart people, the scientists like me, the politicians to control it. When I told my grandmother once, famously, you know the story, when she said, it's pronounced clitoris. And I said, it's clitoris. I do say clitoris. And she's like, Emery Kenerick is a doctor and he pronounces it clitoris or whatever. And I said, Dr. Drew's a doctor and he pronounces it clitoris. And she was like, but Emery Kenerick is a doctor. It's like, somehow your degree didn't matter to my grandmother. She had one of her old fart fuck friends who had a degree and she was just going to. So she's bringing up who has a degree and they go, well, we both have a degree. So now we should be split. Oh, no. One of them's my doctor. He's telling me, he's feeding me shit I want to hear.
Yeah,
right. So Garcetti has his doctors and then there's all the other doctors and those doctors who say something different than his lock it down police state narrative, they should be ignored. By the way, these aren't bikers or loggers. They're fucking doctors.
Well, to that point, so that brings us to the next issue, which is those two ER guys that ran urgent care centers in Bakersfield or wherever the hell they were, that Dr. Erickson and his partner, who were physicians, who rendered an opinion and then are just being lit. I mean, the professional societies are coming down on those guys just for having an opinion. And now, granted,
they have data. They have data as well. It's not just an opinion. They have data with an opinion.
Well, and by the way, their data, I've explained to you before, was a little off. They were conflating some issues and sort of mistaking certain things. And I may be talking to that guy on my Fox 11 show, and I wouldn't mind correcting his logic. But should I be vilifying him and condemning him and trying to silence him? I that's the part I find extraordinary.
Well, as I've said many times, motivation is something that if you don't factor in motivation, you're a fool. You are a fool if you don't factor in motivation. So these guys are doctors. And if you found out, ER doctors, I assume, or as you said, if you found out that one of these guys ran an amusement park or ran a big restaurant chain or something like that, and then was going out there and peddling hope in order to open things up faster so he could fill his coffers with your money. And that's something to look at. Now, by the way, in my world, he can run an amusement park and a chain of TGI Fridays, and he can still be right with his information. But I would like to look at, well, what is motivating this response? If I find out that all he is a doctor, and all he's going to do is be blackballed from the scientific community if he pipes up, then I think, oh, I tend to agree with this guy. See, my thing is quite the opposite. If I hear 9 guys who agree on closing the beaches, all those guys do is get in a fucking circle jerk and jack each other off to the next commercial break. If I hear a guy going, I disagree, I think there may be some more lives in the balance, but there's going to be lives when people are locked up at home, suicides, alcoholism, domestic abuse, blah, 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 blah. I think that outweighs it. I say we responsibly open up those beaches and open up our society. I go, well, that guy's sticking his neck out. Yeah. That guy's not doing his fucking circle jerk suck fest that these other pussies are doing. That guy's putting his neck out. So I tend to believe the guy who's sticking his neck out because there's nothing in it. That guy shall be ostracized.
And by the way, the professional societies that condemn these guys claim that they were doing it for financial gain. I can't imagine what the financial gain would be, but that was the claim. They must be getting booked on Fox News.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting subject to get into as far as doctors as well. First, I'll tell you about SpaFinder. Oh, the gift of relaxation, man. You can give it with SpaFinder, the world's best-selling spa gift card. Perfect for Mother's Day. SpaFinder e-gift card. Send the relaxing spa treatment straight to her inbox without leaving the house. Mom, wife, sister, mother-in-law, whoever, give them a little stress-free gift that she will love. When this lockdown ends, I'm getting a 90-minute massage. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to have a steak, a martini, and get a massage, and not in that order. See, massage, martini, steak martini. There you go. Spa Finder networks include thousands of spas, salons, and fitness studios. And look, Mother's Day's coming. Let's get Mama the gift card. The gift card never expires. You save a ton with Spa Finder, right, Matt?
Go to spafinder.com/Drew to save 15% off gift cards of $75 or more, or enter the promo code Drew at checkout. That's spafinder.com/Drew or promo code Drew to save 15% on a gift mom will love.
All right. So, Drew, yeah I had a, it's funny. We were talking the other week when I was trying to break things down for people, and I was explaining to them, you don't just go on Fox because you want to go on Fox. You get blackballed from other networks if your narrative doesn't fit their narrative. That's how you know they have a narrative, because if you don't have a narrative, then you're open to all ideas. But if you do have a narrative, then you get blackballed, and they will happily blackball their own in their own group as fast as they can blink their eyes. You know, Alan Dershowitz was always a darling of CNN and that group. And, many others as well. As soon as they spoke out or spoke up, not against 9 out of the 10 subjects, just one, they're out. That's how it works. Now, that's their business, and they can run their business that way. I just would hope that people who are watching understand that's how it works. And I was watching Bill Maher the other week, and he had Dr. Katz on, who wrote some sort of op-ed about, you know, the guy's like a liberal Jewish Manhattan physician. He just wrote a thoughtful op-ed piece about, hey, are we weighing what it's going to cost to lock everyone in their apartment for 3 months? Are we factoring that in? Right. And at some point, him and Bill lamented that he could only go on Fox and get that message out. And what they both did is they lamented like, we don't like Fox. It's too bad you had to go on Fox. They missed the point. The point is, what the fuck is wrong with CNN? Why not? why do you have to go on Fox? It's why can't you go on MSNBC? Because you have a message that's not doom and gloom, or that's acting, it's asking people to be practical and adults. These are basic questions.
Now let's remind everyone, it's always, news is always free. If you're a commentator on news, unless you are a anchor,
you don't get paid.
They cannot pay you. They're not allowed to pay you. News does not pay for appearances.
Right. So there he goes. And again, they have to lament that he has to get his message out on Fox, the super liberal guy from New York who doesn't like Fox, but he wants a platform to share his ideas, and he won't be given that platform on the other news outlets. So you can disagree with all that Fox stands for, but they let people come on their network and talk about things, which CNN does not, unless it fits the CNN narrative, which is their decision, and it's fine. Just don't say you're fair and balanced and open and whatever. Just understand when you're listening that you're hearing a point of view. You know, my whole thing is like, I don't really care if you had a business and you said, I only want to hire attractive young women to work as receptionists at my business. And that's all you ever had is young, attractive women. My feeling is I'm a libertarian, live and let live. Hire young, attractive women, put them at the front desk. But don't tell me you hire everyone equally and that you're blind.
Right.
Don't tell me that. Just right. Say, I hire hot chicks. Just own it. That's it. The CNN, MSNBC could do that. Go, we have a point of view, and we use this network to extend that point of view. But don't give me the, we're just doing the news, and then you don't have the ER doctor who wrote a thoughtful commentary.
I want to talk about some more of that next week, but or next show. But did you share that MSNBC tape video that or sound that you shared with me, where they are going to police people for, God forbid, putting a towel down and lying on the beach?
Oh God, it must be. We'll play it. Gary will find it. It was Alex Witt's show. It's just weird. You're a 59-year-old woman. And you're upset that people are going onto the beach, and you want to know, what are we going to do about it? I mean, who's to stop these people from just lying a towel down and laying down? Who's going to stop them? It's first things first. Listen, dingbat, you don't realize how hard it's going to be to unring this bell in this world of who's going to police everyone doing everything all the time. Who's going to believe? We already have fucking cameras set up in intersections that send you a ticket in the mail. Is this what you want? What country are you fucking from? What, you're constantly talking about the future. What about my kids and the future as it pertains to global warming? How about liberty? You worried about that? Jesus, it's sad.
By the way, we're not saying if there was science that said walking on the beach spread the virus, we would be all for keeping the beaches closed. But the science says the opposite. So we're just wondering.
Well, why? Also, I thought you guys love science. Don't you love science? I thought you loved science. There's no, yes, it's sort of, you kind of know it on an animalistic level that the beach couldn't be bad, that just being out in the sun and that kind of thing would net be a positive, you know? But also, there is no data to support your fucking crackdown on people laying down. I don't know. Maybe Gary can find it. I don't know.
We'll have it for next show. It's being sent my way now.
All right. Drew,
yeah.
If you would like to discuss things like that in the past or in the next in the future, send a note to Gary. Tell him to run it down. He'll find it. He'll have it loaded. All right. Quiet. Do a little homework, Drew. LifeLock. That's what I want to talk to you guys about. The FTC got 100 plus reports of identity theft. linked to the pandemic. Unfortunately, many laid off workers discovered their identity theft victims when filing for unemployment. The original, as Drew says, stay at home job. Identity thieves, hackers. These guys are all at home. They don't go into an office. They do it from their home. They're trying to steal your identity. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity thefts, serious issues. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss out on identity threats if you're just monitoring your credit. People are on the dark web. They're trying to sell your social security number. It's a mess out there. And how much shopping are you guys doing online? Protect yourself with LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
All right. You can pre-order my book, which is coming out soon. I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. Boy, do I nail a lot of this stuff in there. You can get it at Amazon.com, and it just helps. You can go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/Adam Carolla. I got a lot of stand-up up there. It's all free, and you can enjoy that. And go to Chassy, Chassy. Check out Up and all the other Blu-rays. Get those. Drew, what do you got?
Go to DrDrew.com. We're doing regular streams there, updating people on everything that's going on out there, and a weekly show, a call-in, and a bunch of pods. Check them out there at DrDrew.com.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.